a long time laying. A lot of times they step on them, front one or the back one, and pull it off, maybe something like that. Mules are usually kept a lot longer than horses, I always think. And they've got up where it costs much money now. Haven't shot it. Used to $1.50, $0.60 all the costs have a mule shot. Now it's, I think it's only about $10 or $12. Can't show any kind of a horse. They don't have many people can do it now, you know, just scattering a few. It's a good business, I'd say, for a young man if he wants to figure it out. Because these horse men don't mind, got the money and they want it done a good job, you know.
Yeah.
And they carry this stuff and go around these horse shows. These boys do, they say they make all kinds of money. Of course, I just said mine's hissing. I've never talked to one of the boys that shoot.
Bar.
Do you ever use the word bar or bear?
Bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I have. See, I bought them a little and then castrate them and they're bars and I make my meat, you see.
I see. You mentioned the word castrate. Is there any other expression people might use?
Well, they call it, a lot of them call it cutting them.
Okay.
Of course, I always call it castrate.
What do you call the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
On the bank, bristle.
And do you have any names for a hog that's kind of wild?
Have a name.
Yeah.
Wild hog.
What?
Wild hog.
Okay.
They really wild too. I saw two of them.
Really?
See, they never get anything to eat on. Just pick up acorns and things. They'll fight you if you crowd them. Yeah, I've seen them out that way. See, they just go through the woods and don't have fences and they just go from one place to another. Just like squirrel would do going from one acorn tree to another, or one hickory tree, you know, and they get to the center, their hogs will venture on out and go further. And you got to shoot them to get them, kill them with a rifle. And I guess it'd be all right to eat. I don't know how they'd be. I never did either of them. I don't expect the grease would ever get right. I imagine it'd be hard and slicky. When you get hard, I don't expect.
What is that?
Lard, we cook up.
Why wouldn't the grease get right?
It's when they fed acorns or certain things, it won't never get hard. Grease won't. You got a corn-fed hog, it's the best hog meat in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Any kind of other. You can feed barley, crushed barley, or old sun, they'll eat it and it won't hurt him, but they won't be. It's good of meat as wood if it's fed on corn.
Yeah.
That's the best meat.
What about people who take, just get like garbage cans full of junk and just slop them with that?
Well, that's fine, feeding your old sow and some pig, but you wouldn't want to feed that to your killing hogs, all kinds of junk like that. I'll feed mine pumpkins and corn when they get. I always try to have some pumpkin planted some this week. And they'll really enjoy ripe pumpkins. They're crazy about them. And I try to keep laying by them all the time. Give them corn. Have good grease till we save our grease. We don't ever, I'll let give a dark, a dark work with it. I'll give it two stains till later. And we never do use it all up. Been killing great big ones, you make two stains to the hole. Took out. And those ham, they're getting them up mighty high now, sure enough, since the hog's going up so high.
Yeah.
They've been selling for $1.25 for years and years. I put some sales here the other day, they sold some this time for $1.50. I don't know what it'll be for time, Christmas time. That's when you lose most of them sales, you know. People go around the country trying to find them just for Christmas. Sometimes they even. Some people you'll see won't want Thanksgiving, but it's the usual thing, it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Ham, old ham. You've eaten old ham, haven't you?
Country ham. Mm-hmm.